Thank you for listening to one of the audio messages from Cornerstone Church Airdrie. My name is Brad, and I have the privilege of serving as the lead campus pastor and primary preaching voice at Cornerstone Church Airdrie. So if it's me you're hearing speak today, or if it's someone else, our desire is still the same. We pray that you are so encouraged, that you are built up, challenged, and inspired. Through these messages, our hope for you is that you would grow in knowing God, knowing His hope, knowing His purpose, and knowing His power. We believe that the God who spoke all through Scripture is still speaking to us today, and we pray that as you listen to this message, the heart of God would be speaking to you. Enjoy the message. Today's Father's Day, and Father's Day occupies a bit of a weird space inside of church culture because fathers occupy a bit of a weird space inside our culture. We live inside a church in a time when so many people have such wounds in their lives that have been affected by their fathers. I pray that you are not one of them. But undoubtedly, in a group this size, that as we talk about fathers, there are some here for whom we talk about, we need to celebrate dads. And undoubtedly, there are many here today who would say, not my dad. We don't celebrate my dad. My dad is not worth celebrating. And that makes it hard to talk about how to talk about Father's Day at church. On Mother's Day, we talk about how great our moms are and how moms are a gift from God. And all of that is very true and it's very right. But it's a lot harder to say to a group of people, you need to be thankful for your dad today. Because undoubtedly, there's some here today for whom that's not possible. That they don't have that relationship in the context of the part of their story. But I want to address this idea in two ways for Father's Day. First, I want to recognize right out of the gate that we have some amazing fathers as a part of our church. I am so thankful for all of the dads that we have here that are doing amazing things for their families and doing amazing things in their families, doing things to provide for their families, to love for their families, and to care for their families. We live in a time where family dynamic is so different in terms of gender lines. Where we don't have as many homes, where the husband is out providing for the family and the wife is at home taking care of the house. That so many more families, that's not what is as traditional and as normal now. And so we have so many dads who contribute in so many different ways to the life and to the experience of the family. And I'm so thankful for all the amazing dads and all the amazing spiritual fathers that we have here at Cornerstone. We are blessed by the godly wisdom, the incredible faithfulness, and the spiritual example that we have in the spiritual fathers that we have here at Cornerstone, those that we have to look up to. But I was thinking about this tension of Father's Day. I was thinking about this tension of talking about and honoring dads on a day that can be so difficult for so many. And I really think, I believe this, that this specific reason is why God chose this metaphor for himself. That God chose specifically the father and his children as a picture for us. And I think it's because of the tension that would exist inside of culture about fathers. When Jesus was teaching his disciples how to pray, how did he start the prayer? Our Father who art in heaven. Our Father. It's not an analogy. It's not a metaphor that we came up with. It's not that we got together one day and said, you know what would be a great way to describe God? As our dad. God could have chosen anything. He's God. He could have made the metaphor whatever he wanted it to be. And yet he chose to lean into him being our Father. He could have leaned into being our Creator. He could have leaned in to being all kinds of different things. But to us, he said, I'm going to lean in to being your Father. And I think at least partly, it's because he knew that so many men would do so much to beat up that word. And God wanted each of us, regardless of our earthly fatherly experience, to have a heavenly Father that we could look to and understand what it means to have a Father in heaven who loves us. In Psalm 68, God will say that he is a father to the fatherless. That he would highlight those who don't have a dad and say, you can look to me. You may not have an earthly father. You may not have someone that you can look to in your life and say, he's a good dad, or this is my dad, or I've learned this from my dad. You may not be able to say that, but you have me as a father, even if you're fatherless. Jesus would say, look even at your own sinful dads and see how... You see, look even at your sinful father. You may have had a father who knew how to give you good gifts. And even if your dad knew that, that was great. If he did or if he didn't, either way. Look at your dad. If he knew how to give you good gifts or if he didn't. But he's still sinful. But look at me. I'm not. I'm your perfect heavenly Father. Not sinful, not compromised. And as your perfect heavenly Father, I can give you good gifts. I know how to take care of my kids in a way the best earthly fathers don't. You have a Father in heaven who loves you. Please believe that he has called you his own. You are his child and he is your Father. And so today I'm so thankful for fathers. So many have had such a difficult time with the concept of fathers. And I'm so thankful that as we look around the room, we can see so many kids here today that hopefully are never going to grow up with that experience. We have such good dads that so many of these young kids that we have as part of our church aren't going to grow up and say, Father's Day is a hard day because my dad was terrible. But we've got good fathers raising good children. And I'm so thankful for the spiritual fathers we have in our church. And I'm so thankful for our Heavenly Father who loves us unconditionally in a way that we can't fully grasp. You're more real than
the ground I'm standing. Thanks again for listening to the message. I pray that your heart was blessed by what God had to say today. If you'd like to connect further with Cornerstone Church Airdrie, there's a couple things that you can do. You can find us on the internet at cornerstonefoursquarechurch.com and select Airdrie from the homepage. If you'd like to connect to a pastor at the church, you can do that through our website. Once you're on the Airdrie page, just click on the New Here tab in the main menu and our campus pastor from the drop-down menu. You can connect with us on social media. We're on Facebook and Instagram at Cornerstone Airdrie, or you can follow us on Twitter at CS Airdrie. You can also subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and get new content delivered directly to you. And don't forget to rate and review the podcast on iTunes, as that helps people find us easier. We're so grateful to be able to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with our community in Airdrie and with you today. At Cornerstone Airdrie, we are a family not by blood, but a family that's been bought by blood. And you are a part of that family. As family, we go. Thoughts defy